Continuing with the subject of Tawheed, we were looking at the sermon of Nahj al-Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, أَوَّلُ الدِّينُ مَعْرِفَتُهُ, the foremost of deen is to recognize him. وَكَمَالُ مَعْرِفَتِ التَّصْدِيقُ بِهِ, the perfection of recognition or acknowledgement of him is to recognition of him is to acknowledge and testify to him. وَكَمَالُ التَّصْدِيقِ بِهِ تَوْحِيدُهُ, the perfection of acknowledging and testifying him is to believe in Tawheed. He continues to say, وَكَمَالُ التَّوْحِيدِهِ الْإِخْلَاصِ لَهُ, the perfection of Tawheed is sincerity or faithfulness to him. وَقَمَالِ الْإِخْلَاصِ لَهُ نَفْيُ الصَّفَاتِ عَنْهُ, the perfection of sincerity to him is to deny him attributes. Now, the first stage of Tawheed consists of seven stages. Now we're going to look at each of these stages of this ladder that I was talking about and see where we can put ourselves there. So the first stage of Tawheed is Tawheed fil ibadah, Tawheed in worship. When you pray, when you fast, all these things, you go for Hajj, and you say, قربتني Allah, I am praying to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by extension to be able to realize my full potential. And the first step here is to ensure that there is ikhlas, that there is sincerity in the intention, in the niyyah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is ikhlas? He said, Al-Ikhlasu tasfiyatul amal min kulli shawb. Ikhlas is removing all impurities from a deed. It means keeping an action free from other than Allah having a role in it. And there should be no riya, which means you're not doing it for someone to see, or sum'a, you're not doing so that when somebody hears, they praises you in your ibadah. There's a wonderful story we tell children about a man who went to pray in the mosque every morning for Salatul Fajr, and very often he was on his own. One day it was raining outside, and he heard a noise behind him. So he started extending his du'as in a beautiful tone and really, you know, full-fledged. When he turned around to see what it was a dog who had come into the mosque taking shelter from the rain. Now, he had done all the extension of his ibadah, putting in a lot of beauty in his voice, slowing down his prayers, all because of a dog. So very, very important to judge what our intention are all about. Start right at the beginning. When you say Allahu Akbar, what do you think? Attitude cannot change until we know what we are saying. So important. Quran says, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَحَا. When you do good for yourselves. When you do evil, it is for yourselves. Just, you know, we've got to understand why we're doing it. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says, to persevere in an action until it becomes sincere is more difficult than performing the action itself. And sincerity in action lies in that you should not desire anyone to praise you for it except Allah. And niyyah, intention, supersedes action, he said. And then he said, no. Indeed, the intention is the action itself. As soon as he finished that, he recited Ayah 48, I'm sorry, Ayah 84 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, قُلْ قُلٌ يَعْمَلُ وَلَا شَاقِلَتِهِ. Say, O Muhammad, tell one, everyone acts according to his character, according to his manner. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, here shaqila means intention, means niyyah. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, to judge the ikhlas in your niyyah, to judge the sincerity of your intention, look at how you pray two rakats of salah in public and how you pray when you are alone. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his companions once and he says, I fear that shirk, now shirk means associating to other than Allah, I fear that shirk will creep in on you like a black ant on a black rock on a black night or on a dark night. You will not realize it. So it's important all the time to understand and to question our intentions. Why are we doing? Why are you praying? Why are you fasting? Why are you doing all these things? Is it really to get closer to him? And the second step in Tawheed fil Ibadah is the rightness and perfection of the actions. Because this is tantamount to their efficient force. You know, I know when we correct children when they're praying or doing wudu and we say, look, it's got to be correct. And they say, yeah, but Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Yes. But to be able to access that divine energy, to get the, if I can say, the maximum amount of energy from your ibadah, it must be correct. It must be perfected. He doesn't need it. You and I need it. When I explain to children, I always say, if your mom wanted a cup of tea, and she liked a weak tea with milk and sugar, if you made a strong black tea, she's not going to refuse. But she would have liked it if it was the way it was, the way it was she liked. And this is how it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us specific instructions. Now in the case of a mom, it's like. In his case, it's not like. It's so that you and I can get maximum energy from it. And thirdly, to be able to get to that first step of Tawheed for Ibadah, we need to concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we've got to do that by tafakkaru fi khalqillah. Think of Him through His creation, not Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, now let me tell you how to think, and that's why I'm quoting this incident. He once said he would give a red camel, which was a very expensive item or expensive thing to have, to whoever prayed salah thinking only of Allah. Everybody hesitated. Imam Ali alayhi salam went to pray the two rakats and he returned. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, you thought that if you got the camel, you would give it away in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you were praying. And Imam said, that is the only way to think of Allah. There is no other way. So to think about how to reach your full potential through anything. Look at creation outside. Absolutely amazing. Inshallah, we will continue with the next stage of Tawheed, which is Tawheed fi Sifat.